The desert, 5 kilometers from Jabba's palace.
Anakin was almost grateful that he could feel Dooku coming. It stopped his thoughts wandering too far. He sat meditating in the cold night air, a backpack strapped to his shoulders, staring at the 3 moons without blinking so that they became a blur and quieted his mind. His breathing had slowed. His pulse rate had dropped dramatically. In that state, and he reached it rarely these days, things spoke to him, and he didn't always want to hear them. There were layers in his awareness. At the top, he searched for Ahsoka moving through the dunes toward Jabba's palace with Rata, and, he hoped, R2-D2. They should have been almost there by now. He couldn't detect his astromech, however hard he tried, only the disturbances to living organisms that the droid sometimes created. Ahsoka had faded too, drowned out by the Force impressions in the deeper layers where Anakin felt Dooku. Precise, targeted, controlled. A Firaxa shark slicing through an ocean. In the depths, though, there was Tatooine. It wasn't just memories. It was the accumulated misery, greed, and desperation of ages. Generations of beings in poverty and servitude. And his small experience of that was barely visible in the mass. It was the voice that got to him. A wordless voice whispered, asking why he did as he was told and never asked the obvious questions or demanded answers. Why didn't you make them come back for her? Why didn't you see she was throwing you to safety, sacrificing herself and sinking back into this terrible ocean so that you could have a chance at life? Why didn't you come back sooner? Change the course of events and rescue her before it was too late. He never needed to define her. She was his mother. Tonight, she blotted out everything, even thoughts of his wife. The irony of his task, saving a hut, teetered on the brink of being a final message, an ultimatum to his sanity. You must save who you can from now on. You must save those who deserve it. Dooku got closer. Anakin rose from the depths of the Tatooine that never left him, surfacing through eddies of Dooku and Ahsoka and breaking a surface that was simply ripples made by distant strife on other worlds. He adjusted the straps of the rock-laden backpack. Dooku must have known that the sound of the speeder bike carried a long way in the desert night. Anakin wondered why he didn't attempt an ambush. But neither of them needed physical evidence to find one another, and they couldn't hide. Anakin heard the drive cut out a few meters away. Each footstep crunched in the sand. Finally, Dooku stood before him, robe flapping in the breeze. Something else caused a disturbance in the Force, but Anakin could concentrate only on Dooku now and ignored it. He stood up, adjusting the pack of rocks on his back, and activated his lightsaber.
"Give me the hutlet, Skywalker," Dooku said quietly, "or I'll have to kill you."
He'd swallowed the ruse then. "I think you were going to do that anyway."
"Very well."
The tone of the confrontation was strangely courteous, like an Irmenu nobleman's duel. Dooku threw out his hand and sent Force lightning crackling across the sand toward Anakin, lighting up the night. Anakin evaded the bolts and channeled the lightning to his lightsaber.
"You're making progress," Dooku said.
He lunged forward with his lightsaber, forcing Anakin back, then somersaulted over him.
"Being here is painful, isn't it? Your home. Too many ghosts to contemplate. Stayed away too long, perhaps."
Anakin whipped his hand up almost without thinking and sent a Force whirlwind of sand sweeping from the dunes. It spun toward Dooku, enveloping him and almost knocking him to the ground. The Count crouched for a moment as it passed over him, cloak pulled tight around him, and then stood again, lightsaber outstretched.
"Was I being insensitive?"
He walked forward.
"We all have to face our ghosts, Anakin. I face mine. They never go away, you know. They can be a burden, like that hut you're carrying, or a teacher, if you learn to live with them."